Abstract. In Nicaragua, the shortage of forage for livestock represents one of the main limitations in production, especially in the dry season. In this study, the productivity of the forage Tithonia diversifolia, buttercup, was evaluated under different doses and frequencies of nitrogen fertilization in the Nueva Guinea region, RACCS, as a strategy to improve livestock feeding, especially in the dry season. This study evaluated the productivity of the forage Tithonia diversifolia, buttercup, under different doses and frequencies of nitrogen fertilization in the Nueva Guinea region, RACCS, as a strategy to improve livestock feeding. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with 10 treatments and 4 replicates, in which 3 fertilization frequencies, every 30, 45, and 60 days, and 3 nitrogen doses, 292, 390, and 487 kg per hectare per year, were evaluated. The variables evaluated included plant height, number of stems, stem diameter, number of leaves, leaf area, dry matter weight, and leaf-to-stem ratio. The results indicated that fertilization every 30 days with the highest dose of nitrogen, 487 kg per hectare per year, promoted overall plant growth, optimizing dry matter yield. However, in other growth variables, the differences between treatments were not statistically significant. It is concluded that applying nitrogen every 30 days at 487 kg per hectare per year is the most efficient combination to maximize the productivity of Tithonia diversifolia, suggesting its implementation in livestock systems in New Guinea to improve food sustainability in the dry season. Keywords: Tithonia diversifolia, nitrogen fertilization, biomass, forage, livestock, sustainability.